How Tropical Parakeets Took Over Brussels. The New York Times, November 10, 2023. In the lively Brussels neighborhood of Eiffelhuizen, you can be sure of two things. People will be lined up for fries at Eiffelhuizen, and pigeons will be nearby, pecking at scraps. Just a few hundred yards away, around dusk, the scene unfolds that feels distinctly less Belgian. Hundreds of electric green parakeets, more commonly associated with the tropics of West Africa or India than great, rainy Brussels, flock to a tree beside a pond. They slumber there for the night, turning the tree into a brighter shade of green, and take flight at dawn. The number of rose-ringed parakeets in Brussels has swelled from just a few in the 1970s to some 10,000 today, becoming one of the most common birds in Brussels, after pigeons and sparrows. As populations of wild parakeets have grown not only in Brussels but also in London, Paris and more than 100 other cities in Europe, researchers are trying to understand how a tropical bird has flourished in cold climates. One explanation for the thousands of parakeets in Brussels today is that they are descendants of a much smaller group of birds that were released in the 1970s from a small zoo and theme park, Mellie Park Hazel, in the city. Image: the Eetzel Pond in the Eiffelhuizen neighborhood of Brussels, where the parakeet population has exploded in recent decades. Credit: Max Pinkers for the New York Times. According to local lore, the zoo's director, Guy Florizoan, released the birds because he wanted to add a splash of color to the city. The start of the Brussels populations was without doubt the release of several tens of birds from the zoo, said Diederike Strubbe, an environmental scientist at Ghent University in Belgium who studied parakeet populations for his PhD thesis. When reached by telephone, Mr. Florizoan, now 80, said he had released 40 to 50 parakeets in the early 1970s as part of an experiment that he called Birds in Freedom, so that visitors could see them out and about. Most of the parakeets returned, he said. A few did not. However, he said his experiment had little connection with the enormous population growth of parakeets in Belgium and across Europe, including Britain. It's impossible that such numbers would have flown over the channel, he said. They're not capable of that. Mr. Florizoan's wife, Marie Claire, is less convinced about her husband's role in the spread of parakeets in Brussels. The only thing I know is that my husband is not responsible, she said, although people keep on thinking that. Image: the birds' loud chirps are likely an exchange of information about food sources, ornithologist said. Credit: Max Pinkers for the New York Times. Here the birds. Mr. Florizoan said that warmer weather in Europe had only accelerated the population growth of parakeets, a link confirmed by the ParrotNet project at the University of Kent in England, which studies how parakeets affect ecosystems. In addition to milder winters, parakeets benefit from a lack of predators and plentiful food supplies in cities like Brussels, ornithologist said. Urban areas are like an all-you-can-eat restaurant, Dr. Strubbe said. Parakeets have been destructive not only to crops but also to other animals, including bats. Jimmy Foucault, a journalist who was walking by the tree full of parakeets on a Sunday evening in September, said the abundance of tropical birds in Brussels was worrying. These kind of species in Belgium, it's just weird, he said. But in Brussels, they have lived harmoniously with other species because of the city's preservation of old trees that are perfect for cavity nesting birds like parakeets, said Jean-Yves Packet, the director at Natagora, an organization focused on environmental preservation in Brussels. In London, the ancient parklands of Hyde Park and Richmond Park are also popular places for parakeets. There is enough space for everybody, in fact, Mr. Packett said. The authorities have asked the public not to feed the birds, but are not actively trying to limit their population growth, he said. Having really cool-looking wildlife can bring positive mental health benefits, said Jim Groombridge, the ParrotNet chair and a professor of biodiversity at the University of Ghent. While some people love the parakeets, others view them as noisy menaces. Then they took up residence outside the former NATO headquarters in Brussels. The birds were so disruptive that officials tried a number of methods to encourage them to relocate, including playing recordings of falcons and hawks from loudspeakers mounted among the trees. Still, Matthew Climow, the former Deputy Assistant Secretary General of NATO, remembered the birds fondly. The parakeets were part of the charm of urban living in a city adorned by acres of big leafy trees, he wrote in an email from Turkmenistan, where he is now the U.S. ambassador. Image 1. Brussels President Blaise Cyr said the parakeets reminded him of literal avocados in the trees. In the winter, there are actually no leaves on the trees, it's only birds. Credit Max Pinkers for the New York Times. Image Jimmy Foucault, a journalist in Brussels, with his girlfriend, Alexia Perrin. Mr. Foucault said the abundance of parakeets was unsettling. These kind of species in Belgium, it's just weird, he said. Credit Max Pinkers for the New York Times. Image Between 800 and 2,000 parakeets roost in FLEG, depending on the time of the year. Credit Max Pinkers for the New York Times. On an evening in September, Bridget Dufour, the human rights lawyer, paused to admire the birds as they gathered at dusk, chirping loudly. For me, they just bring joy, said Ms. Dufour, on a walk with her dog, Roma. Copyright O. She said she loved waking up to the sounds of parakeet chirps each morning, giving her the feel of being surrounded by nature, rather than in a big city. I think that if they can live alongside with the other species here, why not? Claire Moses contributed reporting. Jenny Gross is a general assignment reporter. Before joining The Times, she covered British politics for The Wall Street Journal. More about Jenny Gross, share full article.